Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever. Happy February. Although here's some time change.
Time warp.
Time warp.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's just a jump to the left.
Yes.
If you know, you know. Please comment below because great show, by the way.
I love it.
I'm so sorry.
And I know, we definitely derailed you. I don't even know what you were going to say.
We're 30 seconds in and we're already like...
Yep.
Because this is actually Take Back to the Future.
No, to the past.
To the past. The future. No.
No, we're going...
We are in the past now.
But the episode will be in the future.
Yes.
That's why it's so trippy, because this will be in the future for you, but this is the past for us. All right.
Yes.
Get on. Hold on.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ourselves.
This is the first time we are getting together for 2024.
Yes.
Actually, sitting on the couch. I have not seen you guys since last year.
Right. Yeah.
You guys don't know that, but this is like, that's why we're freaking out.
Yeah, that's why we have no decorum and we don't know how to do this anymore. We forgot.
Yeah, we're just like overspilling with things. We're like, okay, let's get it.
Well, we tried not to even talk too much before the episode started again because we're like, oh my God, so how was this? And we were like, no, no, no. Everyone shut up. Wait till we get on the couch.
I'm bursting at the seams.
I know.
Well, Paloma's been in Japan.
Right.
And I'm like dying to hear about it. So, I mean, we'll get there, but it was so hard not to talk about it before we sat down.
Right. Yeah. Right. And now we're here.
I know.
It's good
a
to
new
see you guys.
Year,
good
you
to
guys.
See all three of you beautiful faces.
How
Missed
are you guys
you.
Doing? I hope well. It's gone. Yes. We're already a month in, so.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully doing well.
Hopefully you're off to a good start. If not, that's okay. We're only a month in. Yeah. You got time. You got 11 months left.
True. Which, by the way, I actually did see some creators like towards the tail end of January being like, first video of the year. And you know what? Like, it doesn't matter if you haven't posted just yet.
Yep.
You still have time, because I understand that like that first week of January is tough, and even that second week. So it doesn't matter. Even if we're in the first week of February, start now. Whatever your plans were for this year, you still have time, ladies. Do it.
I was saying a lot of that, too, because people were being like feeling like what were they calling like the beginning of the year fatigue? Like already, like, I'm going to be the best me and I'm going to do all this stuff and I'm going to like do. And they're like, it's also okay if the beginning of the year starts February 1st. Like,
it's okay.
And I'm like, honestly.
Is February 7th really any different than January 1st?
No.
Not really.
Just another day.
It's just another day.
And you kind of need the month of January to kind of collect yourself, because you have just been partying.
The partying,
Christmas,
spending money.
New Year's, the monies. Oh yeah, dude.
That's the beginning of the year. We're like, back to work.
Dude, Christmas. New and then like the New Year's, and then I had my anniversary, so I was like, my money, there goes all of the money.
Right, literally.
When you have like the birthdays and everything lined up in once.
Dude, honestly, sometimes I feel bad for the birthdays that are at like the end of the year with like the holidays too, because you know, like sometimes when you're a kid especially, like don't really get to have like your birthday too much because people are like out of town celebrating their holidays or whatever.
Yeah.
Poor guys. But also, if you're cool like that, then you get double the presents and double the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember having a friend from school being like, oh, my mom was like, oh, well, that's for Christmas. And I was like,
yeah, but it's my birthday.
I know.
Right.
Right. And you're like, well,
see, sorry.
As we're filming this, my birthday is tomorrow.
Right.
So I feel like growing up, my birthday had enough separation from Christmas that I wasn't really getting like combination presents, because it's a month after.
Right.
So, but it was funny with Grace, because she doesn't comprehend that there would be like a birthday party with no presents. Like, because when she goes to her friend's birthday parties, they open presents. So like on my birthday, she's like, are you going to open presents? I'm like, well, I don't have presents. Like, I'm a grown up. Like, I just want to spend time with you guys.
Right.
We went last weekend.
She's like, no.
Yeah. She's like, what? We went to my like childhood best friend's like birthday barbecue last week. And she's like, so he going to open presents inside or outside? Right. And I'm like, he's 30.
So where is this taking place? Yeah. Where's this happening?
Yeah. But it was funny, like her comprehension of like, what is a birthday? Because as a child, it is like, there will be a party with cake
and presents, perhaps
face painting.
Yes.
And as an adult, it's like, let's go out to dinner. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe we should bring face painting back. Yeah. Maybe you should have face painters at your birthday party.
There we go.
Now you're going to have to plan.
Okay.
You got a day.
For next year. I was going to say next year. I've got a year and a day.
Fine.
I feel like that may be also why we kind of like lose that little bit of element of magic, kind of, because to plan your own birthday like at 30 and being like, I want a face painter there, kind of maybe feels a little like silly for yourself.
I feel like it's intentionally like trying to like do the childish thing. Like it's not like because you actually want face painters. It's because you're trying to be like TBT.
Right. Rather than me being like, let's throw Ryan a surprise birthday party and get her a jumpy house. Like, amazing.
But imagine how fun that would be.
Iconic.
Right.
Never been done before. We should write that down, Jessica.
Right. Right.
But like maybe that's what it takes. That like when you get older too, like other people plan your birthdays, you know, like it's like your spouse sometimes.
There's this
like,
creator that I literally want. You just sparked something in my brain. So this creator like lives in New York. She has a bunch of friends that live there. And because obviously they're always like busy and doing stuff, and to get a bunch of people together on a day is like impossible. And so what they do is like they'll have a day that's probably not their birthday, but like a random day in the month that they do like a scavenger hunt, like all over like the city. And whoever can come in, like wherever they live in the city, like if they're like in Brooklyn, they can like hop in on that part of the scavenger hunt and like do that thing. And if they can't continue on, they just stay there. But at least they got to like go to the Brooklyn moment. And then also, if you want to keep on, go do the whole thing. Like, you can jump in whenever and, like, leave. I was like, that's so...
Oh, like a bar crawl kind of vibe?
Like, yeah, like a bar crawl. And you can, like, come where... Like, they're going to pass through your neighborhood, probably.
That's what we should be doing. We have a party in L.A. And then we make our... Take the train. We take it down to San... Like, take it down to San Diego. We meet up with Sierra party. We keep
there
going.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Then we end up in downtown. That'd be sick.
But we have the train, too.
Yeah. No, right.
Oh.
Something like that. That'd be cool. But I was like, wow, that's a really good way to like feel like you're like being a part of it. But also like, you know, I can't stay for 4 hours, but like I got like 30 minutes before I got to do X, Y, Z. Let me hop in real quick.
Right.
Then you get to see everybody. But it's not like so much pressure also to like be there and like do a thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was genius.
That is really smart.
I know.
Especially as you get older, your besties are not as close to you anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Can confirm.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No longer down the hall.
No. I mean, well, like we've said, it's been, I don't know, however long since we've been together, since Christmas time. And this is the first time we've seen each other.
Yeah.
Like right now, too. So it's been, I mean, I got sick. She got sick. We were sick. It was a whole, I mean, I feel like everybody is like kind of catching something. Like it's that time.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
We got sick right after Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was like that pause between Christmas and New Year's that's usually like, either you're doing stuff or you're just like, you know, loafing.
Mm-hmm.
We were sick. So it was like we had like two good days after Christmas, and then it was like, and we're home.
Yeah. I got through Christmas, and then like last week and like the little bit the week before, I was like, oh, I'm heading down. I'm not doing well.
Yeah.
I was strong during Christmas. I was strong, you guys. I made it even through New Year's, even through the trip, which is specifically what I was like, I don't want to get sick during this trip. Like I was doing mask, washing hands every 5 seconds. But it caught up to me towards the tail end. I had like 2 days left and I was just like stuck in the hotel, like not moving. Like it was really tough. And I was like, all right, y'all go on without me.
Yeah.
Dude, to be sick on a trip.
It's the worst.
Bro, I got COVID while I was in New York like 2 years ago or
That's
3 years
right.
ago. And I got stuck there.
Were you there for a wedding too?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's where I got it.
Oh. Yeah, I remember calling you and you were like sitting in someone's kitchen like, fuck.
Literally, Jess was like, hey. And I was like, oh, hey. I'm going to go, guys. Just, it sounds, see you later. like mid, thank God no one got it after me though. Like I bolted out of there. But yeah, it sucked. Cause I was like, and I had like a few days left of my trip too. And I was like, guess I'll sit in this hotel.
Yeah. I was so worried. It was also COVID. So luckily the family, Ryan's family lives there too. So we like had the Japanese medicine and resources available, which by the way, they're COVID testers, also test for flu, which is how I figured out I had influenza.
Wow.
Right.
I was like, oh no, they're like, Paloma, no, negative COVID. Oh, but yes, you have a little bit of flu.
So you're like, no.
So double masking it up and some Japanese, I honestly could not even tell you what Japanese medicine was given to me, but it helped.
It really did.
So there's a test that is manufactured, I believe, in the United States that we do not have available to us that is one of the global tests that does the multi-test. So it's like, do you have RSV? Do you have anything in addition to COVID? And it's like, apparently, relatively, it's been all over my TikTok and I've been fuming. I'm so happy for everyone who can get it, but I really wish we could have it because I'm pretty sure I had RSV over the break and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Dude, I was hearing this of people getting RSV and like getting and being down bad.
It's like skyrocketing right now.
Yeah. And the cough that lingers. Mm-hmm. Oh, father.
Yep, can confirm. Yeah, it's like influenza, RSV. As you guys are saying, I'm like, that's what it said on the thing, but I don't think I understand that I knew what it meant.
Right, but now
interesting.
That you're here.
So interesting, but that, it grabbed me by the neck, this last sickness. So, but always, you know that lingering cough, always. Mm-hmm. You're always like, hey girl,
you're
why
like,
have
I'm
you
not
been here
sick
for
anymore,
months?
But like, I'm just still having a time.
Yeah. But so thankful it was towards the end of my trip. So like it was, because if it would have happened like right as I got there, that would have been my trip. That would have been it. And I'd have been like out for the count. Yeah. Oh, no. No.
Well,
I want to hear.
I was
going to
say, well,
trip.
Now that we're here.
Yeah. I'm like, can we please start there? Because I am dying to hear about your trip to Japan. Dying.
You guys, I ate so
that's exactly
much
what I need to hear.
Food. Like we would show up somewhere and we'd try to like take a couple of steps and then pull over. We want to try this. We want to try that.
Right.
The strawberries were the sweetest dang strawberries. I had the ones with the covered in sugar, but also the plain ones. The ones that were on like the little mochi with the, had those too. Grapes. So delicious. Like the fruit.
Right.
And wow.
You would go to the 7-Eleven. You would get a sandwich.
My dream.
The lettuce. So crispy and crunchy.
Can you imagine an American 7-Eleven with a crispy lettuce?
Well, think about sandwich. American 7-Eleven food.
Cannot compare. And I would just like to say this. I'm so sorry, you guys, but the 7-Eleven there is number one.
Dude.
It is so good. Anytime breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you are hungry, you can pop in and they have just endless amount of food. It really feels like kind of like going to a Whole Foods and you like have like that fresh like section.
Like the, what's it called? Like the hot bar or something like that?
Like the
They have like
stuff.
The food. And so nothing like a 7-Eleven here where you're like, oh, let me get a little burnt taquito. Like,
right.
No! And I'm calling even it a taquito because that's a taquito.
Right.
It was, and I want to emphasize on the lettuce because the lettuce should have been not crunchy. That's
right.
That's how
it should have been
fresh.
A floppy piece.
It should have been a flop.
Yeah.
It should have been. No, crispy, delicious. So the food was fantastic. And a girl with tummy troubles was like, all right, well, let's see how we go.
Right.
It's crazy how a girl with tummy troubles can go on vacation and not have tummy troubles there. My skin and my stomach. I had no problems.
You are glowing right
literally.
Now.
Literally.
You are.
Thank you.
Literally.
It's Japan. I'm serious. So like, I just like love not having stomach problems. Like I went to town with like the cheese stuff and I just, everything. I didn't hold back, which by the way, I did see a comment, someone being like, hey, you need to like cut back on the dairy so like your skin can get better. And I'm like, I understand what needs to happen, but can't
guess
give
this
up.
This won't be happening right now.
I can't give up sour cream or cheese. Right. Like that is so tough. And so when I was there, I just like went to town and didn't matter. One of the most memorable experiences, I think, for me was going to Kyoto and trying on the kimonos. Mm. That was such a beautiful, immersive experience. And I would love to do it again. It was just so beautiful to like show up and like see all these gorgeous kimonos and choose the one that really speaks to you. And then like the layering of it all. I had this beautiful like baba older grandma woman like doing the layers and wrapping me and just like, well, she was making it real tight. I was
Right. Okay. It's like that once in Mulan where she scoop, you know, where they get her.
Which, by the way, don't drag me. But I was Please. Like, I understand Mulan is different.
Right.
I understand. And that's what I was telling Ryan. I was like, but I really want to be like, look at me.
Right.
Like,
right,
I wanted
You're
so
like,
bad. But I was like, no, wrong. Incorrect. Right. But yes, right. But yes, I was like, that's why Mulan's like, shit, because they, and right. There was like, they even put like a board in front of it to like tighten you up. So like, I didn't, who would think, right?
Right.
And so then we were just like, it just, you even, it would like fix your posture. And I just felt like so.
Dude, your hair, the braid was beautiful.
And then the lady was like, which like pointing to like which ones like I would want to get my hair done, and obviously pick the side braid, and she did like a bubble thing and was using this tool to pull stuff out and stuff. And so I will not be able to replicate that.
Right.
But she did an amazing job and did it so quickly. And it was just so cool to walk around like Kyoto and explore with the kimonos also, because so many people obviously can tell that you're American and will come up to you and be like, can we get photos and can we this? And the Japanese people were so welcoming, nice, and just like excited to see people enjoy their culture. And it was so nice to see. We stopped at this one spot while we had the kimonos on, and they had like the cheesy corn dogs. Oh, and so we sat down and had those. It would have been like we were royalty. The gentleman literally sent the gentleman, was like, go to the store and go get more drinks, go this. And he was like bringing us like little stuff for our table, like seaweed to enjoy. And they just wanted to have conversation with us and meet with us. And that was at every like bar and like certain place that you could like see that the Americans were American. And this one time when we stopped, the very first time we stepped into a bar, we got free shots. A guy wanted photos, wanted video, and was just like, welcome to Japan, and like all this stuff. And
oh
saying,
my God.
I felt so welcomed. And it was so safe. It was so clean. Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous. I mean, I believe that every person who has the opportunity to go must go to Japan. It is just such a different place and community. Like, I can't even explain how, like, even, like, the elderly, like, they're, like, you just, like, respect them. Like, I know that that's common that we're supposed to be doing, but it was just so apparent there. Like, you show up onto the subway, a gentleman will stand up and have her sit down. Like, it's just very community-driven and important for the babies. And, like, you'd go into every stall, and there always would be a place there that you could sit your little baby in.
Mm. Wow.
So I'm, like, crazy, which also the bathroom, let me tell you, that was actually a situation for me, because at every bathroom, it does feel different, because there's just so many buttons, like, because they have the bidet situation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even when they have the ones in the ground, there are, like, still bidet options and all that stuff, so I knew. Like,
what do you mean, the ones in the ground?
So there are some that are like the older traditional style where there will be like a hole in the ground.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
But but there's also still like a toilet seat portion. It kind of, I'll have to post a picture or send you a picture.
Okay.
Because, yeah, on the ground, but still like other stuff around it. But
okay.
So when you would go to like old parks or like old temples, you'd have more of the in the ground style.
Okay.
And which I was like, I'm down, let's do it. It's like popping a fancy squat, you know?
I'm
so serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Fancy squat.
Yeah. But I will tell you the story of my first toilet experience. Oh. And it was at Ryan's grandma's house. Oh. So I showed up to Ryan's grandma's house, which was so amazing. His family was so
Ryan's
kind.
Japanese, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yes.
If we
Oh,
wanna...
let me clarify that. I went to Japan with my boyfriend who's from Japan and was born there. And I stayed at his grandma's house that he like grew up in. So it was very nostalgic for him. And like, he was like, it feels really weird having my worlds collide. Like, this is my grandma's house and you're here. And like, our friends are here. And like, this is just so odd. But they were so amazing, and I showed up having to use the restroom, and I knew that I was going to have a situation with the bathroom because I had already went to the airport and was like, okay, there's a lot of buttons, and it seems different each time, so let me figure this out. So we're all sitting there for dinner, and I have to go use the restroom, and I'm like, Ryan, I'm going to use the bathroom far, far down, because if I don't know how to handle it, we can go handle it together, because what, I'm going to use the bathroom right here, and then Uncle's going to have to use it or something?
Right.
No, cannot have that.
Right.
So I bolt down the hallway, because they have like these houses connected. I use the bathroom. Sure as shit, I have no idea how to flush the bathroom.
Right.
I'm lowering the lid so in case if a water shoots out, doesn't get in my face. So
smart.
I'm like pushing buttons. None of the damn buttons are working. And I'm like, oh, it's okay.
Right.
So I run back and I close the lid, run back. And I'm like, Ryan, can you please help me in here?
Right.
So I go back. He helps me. He's like, okay, here's the flushing button. And I was like, I just didn't look like the flush button. Okay?
Right.
Push the button and there it goes and it handles. We come back. It obviously the whole family's like, Deja boo, you good? You okay? And so Ryan's like, Deja boo. And I'm like, oh, like, yes,
like,
I'm
it's fine,
super good. But like, now everyone's aware that I had to like leave for so long and try to figure out the toilet and then come back, go get him to go back.
Right.
And then, so everyone thought I had clogged the dang toilet. And it was like,
oh my God.
And it was just tragic, you guys. All to say, the next morning I woke up and there was labels.
Oh my God.
Which, like, that is so thoughtful, but also like, fuck. I would crawl in a hole.
Literally.
Yeah, it was like, flush. Oh. But then I was like, thank you.
But I hate that you have to do that.
Right. So anyways,
that's so funny.
How thoughtful, though, that they did
that. So sweet.
What hosts?
No, yeah. Right. And what guests?
What guests?
All to say, I saw so much, I ate so much. And I also brought you girlies some goodies that I brought from Japan.
Oh my god!
I'm trying to think. I'm like, do I pass them all out? And then
I'll
pull them out one by one so I can say what they are, and then I'll give them to you so I can say.
Perfect.
I love it. A presentation.
First up, we have our gift for Ms. Jessica. We have a cute little neighborhood Totoro sweet. Take a look. Just put it up to your camera. So for the people of you who are watching on YouTube, was that English? That was not correct.
For the people of YouTube.
I'm obsessed with this. My boyfriend just got me like a cute little Sprite mug, like a little travel one. I've been using it every day. So this is very fitting and I love it. And thank you for thinking of me. I still have your the Japan shot glasses you got from the last trip.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so glad that you love it. If you guys can't see, it's got like the little Totoro on the bottom and it's got
cute
little dust bunnies.
So cute.
It's his cute little keychain.
I love the dust bunnies.
Aren't the dust bunnies so cute? I love them.
I'm obsessed with them. I remember you were showing me before you left a phone case you were looking at.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I had plans on going to the Studio Ghibli store and getting a phone case. They didn't have phone case, respectfully, which is fine. They didn't have a phone case, but they had these cute little charms. So I got me and Jessica one.
I love it. That's so cute. It's like Christmas all over again.
It is.
Up next, we have for Ms. Sierra.
Stop!
Dun, 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 dun.
No, you... Oh my gosh! It's the Mickey Mouse Tokyo Disney sunglasses. I have been wanting these for so long, and they are only in Japan at the Disney resorts.
Only at the Tokyo, like, sea place or whatever. And yeah.
Oh my... I'm like, I'm gonna cry. Thank you. I literally thought about like buying these on eBay.
I require a fashion
Should
show.
I? Yeah,
fashion
put them on. Show. Passion oh show.
Fashion show.
Fashion show at lunch.
Fashion show at lunch.
Fashion show.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Great. Oh my god. Cute.
I'm so excited.
Put them on. Dude, all the girlies obviously at Tokyo Sea were stunting.
Right.
And they were going off the shelves like hotcakes. The person was restacking as people
really?
Were pulling off.
Damn.
You guys, the Disney merch stores, I don't know if it was a holiday or it was because I went on the weekend or what it was, but the merch was so cute, but going off the shelves like it was for free.
Really?
And
they have like different. I feel like every Disney place has like different merch.
Yes,
yeah.
And the merch is so kawaii and just so like just cutesy, like just like
no, right.
I can't even not only the clothing mm-hmm. and the merch, mm-hmm. but the food. All
cute. I bet. Oh my god, so cute.
Okay.
Stop. Oh, I'm screaming.
I'm gonna be walking around Disneyland like I'm an international Disney girl.
Right.
They look so good on you.
I love it.
Oh,
I love
them.
So cute.
Paloma, that is so thoughtful. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited
about these.
They look great.
Thank you.
Will you look into your camera for me real quick? Because the reflection based off it is giving like biblically accurate angel.
Oh my God. No, right.
And I'm obsessed.
Dude, Grace is going to love those.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They are so
cute. These are so cool, Paloma. Thank you.
Of course.
Did you go to Tokyo Disney Sea?
I did.
Tell us about it.
It was like nothing I've ever been. So I'm used to only going to the one at Anaheim, which is like the Disney Castle, all that stuff.
Right.
And there are two options to go. Like you have the Disneyland and the Tokyo Disney Sea, which they say that one's more for like adults and it's something like you've never seen before. So we chose to go to that one versus Disneyland. It was spectacular. Like it was like you were in a different like world
right.
and just something like... It just really gives not like Disneyland like you'd ever seen before. Like it's not the classic castle,
right.
but if you go into, I remember it was Ariel's Grotto type deal, but it wasn't like, you know, we have Ariel's Grotto and Anaheim,
California Adventure, yeah.
but this was like for the kids, but it was just so visually like gorgeous. Like it was just so immersive. Like, you know how they give you Star Wars, like Star Wars Land, and it's very immersive.
Right.
A lot of the parts of the park are like that. So it just feels like you're stepping
like you're in the movie or like
yeah.
in the world.
Wow.
I love that.
They even had a part where of like New York, which so I was there with my friend from New York and she was like, respectfully, this is not accurate because I don't see any of the trash or the rats.
Right, right.
Where are the pigeons?
Right.
It was just, but like they had hot dogs and stuff in like right. New York City. And you're like, interesting. You're like,
okay. My favorite thing is like other countries having like kind of like cheesy American places.
Right. Yeah.
Like one time I went to like an American burger bar when we were in Italy and it was like the best thing ever. Because right. they had like cowboy hats on the wall and like, you know, it was very like, this is America.
Yeah.
Right. Like how right. funny that they had like hot dogs.
Right.
And they had like the steps like of like New York. And I saw right. like I sat down and had a hot dog. I'm like, this is just so crazy that I'm in Japan right now.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was just so cool and ate my heart out too. So amazing.
No,
just
right.
so cute. Very cute. Mm-hmm. A lot to buy. Like if you're going, also buy a bag to like take stuff because oh my God.
Oh
so
my
God.
Right. You need spending money.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yes. We actually did have to buy a suitcase to bringing all the stuff back because.
Right.
Going there, also it was cold weather, so I had to pack a lot of stuff.
I was literally about to ask if it was cold.
It was cold, but not as cold as I was preparing for because I'm from California, so I was like, I'm gonna die. I even packed right. hand warmers and foot warmers for like Disney.
Right.
They were unnecessary. I was a little schwitzing.
right.
I've been trying to get off like the little tag thing, and I finally did. So now I know not to be that person wearing sunglasses indoors, but like I kind of want to wear these the rest of the episode.
No, please, look great. Please, please get a picture of her. Please. Oh, perfect.
Oh, my God.
I love them. No, they look great. Thank you. Go check out the Instagram. It'll be on there.
I really love these, Paloma. Thank you so much. I'm obsessed.
They look great.
So good.
I cannot wait to be strutting around Disneyland.
Strolling down. What's the main?
Main Street.
Going down Main Street with your stroller and these glasses.
And you know what you need to have in your head? Strut.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what needs to be playing while you're literally shredding
yeah,
down.
Yeah, all I ask is a photo with these glasses.
Yes.
Please.
Literally every time I go to Disneyland.
Fantastic.
Period.
Amazing.
I was going to say for the next eternity.
Exactly.
Okay, and up next, we have a little something-something for Ms. Ryan.
Ooh.
We got her a shot glass.
It's almost like you know me.
Oh, my God.
With Ryan. For Sierra.
You really know us.
You do.
And on this shot glass, you have the famous painting, which is The Wave of Kanazawa.
Oh, my God. Wait. Yes.
You know her?
No, but I feel like.
Oh, my God.
I'm just excited.
Get her out.
Oh, my God.
Isn't she
gorgeous?
So
but I do know these waves. Like this is like what you don't know that you know, but then you know when you see it. Yes.
A famous Japanese painting.
Wow, that's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
And a little something something for the foodie to foodie. Had to get the spicy tanman ramen. Apologies if I pronounce that wrong, but tanman is like the sesame. So spicy sesame noodles from the 7-Eleven.
Listen, if you guys don't know, first of all, go subscribe to my channel. Fake. Anyway, you know, I literally all of the Asian noodles are like my favorite. And I told her, I was like, listen, I don't want anything from you ever in life.
But.
Except all of you. But I do need just like one noodle. Like I just need like one noodle and I'll be good.
Mm-hmm. And when I went to Singapore, I brought you
the
cheesy budak ones.
Yes. Oh,
and
my
so
God.
I had to get the 7-Eleven ones, like because these I was with the cousins.
I
and
watch
I was like,
so
you
many
tell.
Mukbangs and they go to the 7-Eleven and I'm so jealous every time. I'm like, God, it looks so cool.
It's going to be you.
It's going to be. Thank you so much, friend.
Of course.
I
of love course.
You.
Of course.
Thank
Italy,
you. Thank
of course.
You.
Thank
yes,
you. Of course.
Thomas, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Dude.
Now we got to retake the thumbnails.
Yeah.
with our gifts. Thank you.
Of course.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like you just had the most amazing trip.
I literally. Also, like, are you, like, so much more in love? Not to put your business out like that. But you did go to your man's, like, land, his hometown. Like, what are we doing?
And you were with the family.
Yeah, you were
grandma.
Meeting the grandma.
That's, like,
you were peeing
serious?
In the grandma's toilet.
She was labeling it for
it's
you.
Like, this is big.
I had just such a great time with the family, and they were, like, I had one of the aunties be like, all right, well then. And I was like,
right.
Ryan, did you hear that?
Right. Paul was like, there's definitely a language barrier here, but this only means one thing, okay?
Yeah. You're like, Ryan, I need a translator. They're saying something. I just don't know. What does
literally.
This mean? And then they're getting down on one knee.
Right, and I'm just not, I mean, it's a language barrier.
Baby, can
I'm
you understanding. Translate? Baby, can you tell me
that
what they're saying?
That is so funny.
It just
love
like it definitely furthered our relationship with that family, and it was just so
I'm
amazing.
So and you guys just celebrated 5 years.
Yes.
Hello.
Let's talk about that.
Sorry.
Well, shit. I got back from my trip, trying to recover from said sickness, and was honestly out. So it was spent Ryan like nursing me back to health like a baby.
And honestly,
kind
and that's on being together for 5 years. Sorry, yeah. baby. We can't go to dinner because I'm shitting my brains out. You need to wipe my ass. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And so we decided, listen, the anniversary is very close to Valentine's Day. Let's just save all of that love and celebration for Valentine's Day, and we'll mm-hmm. do a big shebang and recover from the fact that we just got back from this trip and
right.
what the heck.
And I love you and we love each other and it's fine.
Yeah. Right. But I will give you guys a little romance. When he left, he had to go get something or whatever from the grocery store. And while he was out, I was like, it was already nighttime. So I was like, let me set up some candles so I can play some music and have some candles like laid out here. And so I put them out like on the ground, like in a big circle and then like on the side. And then I played Can't Help Falling in Love. And when he walked in, I was like, will you have this dance with me? And we embraced each other. No, it was like a movie, you guys. We like held each other and like, there was a little bit of tears and just like, it was just like a surprise, you know, like right. on both of ours. We were like, aw, but like,
that's so,
it was
like,
so nice.
Also.
It was so intimate and such a sweet,
are
slow dance.
Cry?
A little bit.
Oh my God.
Do you need my glasses to hide your side?
I know.
But we were just slow dancing and it was just so magical. And he was just like, wow, what a nice surprise. I love you. And I was like,
oh,
I love you. What the? So anyways, my heart is soaring.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Oh my God. I am.
Ryan's tearing up. I repeat, Ryan's tearing up. Go to YouTube. Yeah. She's crying.
That's the clickbait of the episode. Ryan's crying. Well, because it's just,
5 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time and it's just beautiful to just like see it all and just like, and you know, it's just exciting. It's just, it's beautiful. And you were so sick and we were on the phone. You were like, we can't even do anything. And I just feel bad because I'm like dying and I'm like, right. But you guys got your special moment anyway. And you didn't need to do the most.
Yeah. Completely agree. And in that moment, I was like, right, this is
what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I kept trying to do like with Sierra, just like click, 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 click,
right.
click. I was like, send that one to heaven. Send that one to heaven. Like, save this one forever. Save this one. It was just so, and I can like picture the moment and it was just perfect.
And to come back from a trip like that and feel right. that much love for each other, because mm-hmm. to spend that much time together, travel can be stressful.
Right.
You're in the airport, you're doing the flying and the traveling and all of that. Mm-hmm. And to come back and have all that love left.
Yeah, right.
Overflowing.
Right.
Not like I need some space.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that makes you a soulmate.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that lasts a lifetime.
Totally.
Yeah, I completely agree. And definitely agree with, you should travel with your significant other before saying I do, because you just see like different parts. And that didn't happen because we've traveled before, but like, it's tough because shit, you got so much bags.
Well,
and
you're stressed and things are out of your control and you guys are all just trying to survive.
Yeah. So,
wow.
It was amazing.
Well, I feel like I should take these glasses off because I feel like we're kind of ruining the vibe.
No, this is the vibe. Somebody's got to keep it together.
I'm like, and that's on love and soulmates and Mickey Mouse. So, Paloma, we actually also have something for you, funnily enough. Me, Ryan, and Jess are doing a Schulte Collective video where we're buying from Black-owned small businesses. And one of them is this handbag company called Noir X Apparel. And they just have like the most beautiful, unique handbags. And this collective video is going to be coming out the same week, I think, as this episode. So we will link that in the description when it's live. But we were, you know, it's just the three of us in this video. So we're each buying for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So me, Jess, and Ryan all have these handbags from them. And there was one where there was actually like five that I was like, this is so Paloma. We should get one for her too. And then we can all 20 whatever girlies.
I know, because that's what it said. We were like, oh, 20 whatever girls. We're like, oh, Paloma's not in this video. And we were like, well, but she could be.
Oh.
So.
My ears are perked.
1 second. This is for you.
Oh my gosh, luxury essentials.
Get into it.
Try not to make sound on the mic.
No, right. We should just yeah.
Oh, okay. I cannot believe you guys thought of me. This is so sweet. Boom! Stop.
Yeah. It was giving Elle Woods.
Right. No, I love it. I don't even know I said no. Yes. I can't even. I love it. Please take a picture.
Even the inside is pink.
The interior's pink. Oh my gosh.
It's so cute.
You guys, this is so hot. I love this. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Gorgeous. It's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
Cute.
So it says Nathaniel Noir. Tell me. Oh, tell me. Can I hear period. Can I hear a little bit about it? Or what should we elaborate on?
Yeah. Well, and yes. It'll be in the collective video. But
oh,
yeah.
Right,
the short
right.
short. Is Noir X Apparel. They're like a luxury essentials accessories brand. Black owned business, small business. Everything is handcrafted, all made from vegan leathers. And they just have the most beautiful bags, like such gorgeous silhouettes, lots of different sizes and the prints. I was torn between this one and there's one that's like sparkly pink, like flames. But oh. I didn't know how the sparkles would like, you know, sometimes sparkles can shed. So I was like, this is...
No, this is it. She is it.
I'm like, you can dress that up. You can dress that down.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
It's
and
so
I cannot
cute.
Wait to watch the video, ladies. I want to see what you guys got. Right. I'm like, all right, so what did you guys get?
Right. We will be waiting for a picture of that as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need to pick a fit with this.
I know.
I'll send the photo. All right. T. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
With a nice bag, too.
I know.
Wow, I love it.
I love when the bags come like that because you know that you can keep it nice.
Yeah, and it's always the small businesses that give you the details.
Right.
The small little special mm-hmm. details of mm-hmm. the bags.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, this video has been really fun to work on. And just like, we had so many businesses that we wanted to choose from and even just like narrowing it down and being like, okay, we'll do like one clothing, one handbag, one like kind of from each category was so fun. And we've been just filming a lot for the collective right now.
Yeah.
Getting ahead for not only my maternity leave, but Rachel's maternity leave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it feels like we're, you know, new year.
Yeah, we're like really into it. Yeah.
Which is nice having, because one of the things that we've been experimenting with was like, what cast size do we like, as you guys know?
Mm-hmm.
And like at first we were doing like more people in each video and now we've been doing less. And so that's been kind of nice. We're like, even though we're filming a lot more, it's not like everyone's in every video.
Except you.
Except me. Well, except on my maternity leave.
That's true.
Yes.
That's
which
true.
I haven't like fully said, you know, the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
the plan is during my maternity leave, we are going to go down to one video a month just so that it's a little bit more manageable with me not being part of the process. But there are going to be collective videos without me while I'm on my maternity leave.
So support us, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally.
And it's so cool, too, that like, you know, now having the collective and making these videos together, it can go on even when I'm on maternity leave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas last time I was like, see you in 3 months.
Right.
Dude, Sierra's going to be like, go, girls, you go.
I know. Sierra's going to be watching from her bed and the baby like, you got it, ladies. I'd love to see it.
I know. Well, we hope to make you very proud.
Yes.
You will.
Yes,
you
definitely. It's been, you're right. We've been working a lot on Schultz Collective, just trying to get stuff done and prepared for maternity leave. It's exciting, though.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I feel like we kind of ramped up production at, like, the end of summer, early fall last year because we wanted to take time mm-hmm. off for the holidays.
Right.
And early January. So we, like, got kind of ahead for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're like, okay, we're getting kind of ahead again, you know?
Yeah.
Which has been fun.
Yeah. It's been a good time.
And really good videos in the pipeline that I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Me too. Ooh. Me too.
What about you, Ryan? What have you been up to?
Spiraling. Just keep it a buck. It's been a little rough.
Thank you for keeping it real.
You know, you know me, a little too real. But I think I'm definitely on the up and ups. And I'm excited to share why I think I'm on the up and up. I was thinking about you ladies, all of you, seriously. I think I talked about this a little bit before we went on our break, but we've all just been like kind of craving theater and like missing it a little bit. And I just like was really, really feeling it. Like I was like, I've been trying to fill that void with other things. And it's just like, I can put a Band-Aid on it, but it's not like it is not the same and nothing is giving me that feeling and I just miss it and I just don't know, you know, like there's so much of that that's out of my control. Like I can't just decide to be in a show, right? Like you got to audition, you got to find the place, you know, like
which,
you can't just choose.
Isn't that so sucky? I also wish that I could just sign up. Like, you know, when back in the day when you
were
like,
a kid,
you audition and you that means you get in, like you just have to audition.
Yeah.
No, like you get cut.
Like you get cut.
Like as much as we want to be in a musical, we like have to get
we have to try.
Like,
we have to get cast. So there's so much that's out of my control, right? And I'm like, okay, well, what is in my control? And I'm like, okay, I can go to a dance class. I could, you know, go see more shows. I could do this, that, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, you need to figure it out because you were like really sad. And I think this would really help. And so I like, I did this on purpose. This was strategic because I know myself. So I've been seeing that there's like this monthly dance class that this theater company does. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go one day. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I've never done it. And I was like, I want to do this one. Like, I'm just going to do it. It's fine. And I waited until midnight of the night before to sign up for it. Because if I would have signed up for it before, I would have like forgotten. I wouldn't have forgot. I would have just chose to forget. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no, sorry. Like, oh, I can go. So I did it the night before. And I woke and I set my alarm and I woke up and I was like, I'm just going to go. And I was at Ryan's house and he was still asleep. And also that's like such a situation for me too. Cause I'm like, well, Ryan's asleep and like we can spend time together and be asleep. And I was like, girl, shut up. I got up and I got dressed and I was like, I'm going to this, like, I'm literally going to this dance class. And I filmed it and I was like, I'm going, I'm telling everybody I'm going to the dance class. You have to go. And I went and it was everything I needed it to be. Like, it was so, literally at the beginning of the class, we're sitting down. She was like, the dance teacher was like, okay, we're going to sit and we're going to just like get into it. And so we sat down, she turned the lights off. She's like, everybody close your eyes. And I was like, this is so theater kid. Like, I can't. Right.
Close
like,
your eyes.
Yeah, like pretend you're the ocean. You know, like I was like, this is so, like, I'm here for it. Like, I'm so here for it, but like, this is so LOL. And so she's like, close your eyes. And she's like, think about if you guys chose a word for this year, you know how everybody was like choosing their word. And my word of the year is like consistent. And so I was thinking about that word. And she was like, now think about what you want this class to mean to you. Like, are you just trying to pick up the choreography fast? Are you trying to improve your dance skills? You're just trying to have fun, make friends, blah, blah, blah. And I was like sitting there thinking, I was like, I'm just trying to have a good time. And we've talked about this before on Chelsea Collective and on the podcast where I like, because I grew up dancing, I feel like I have to be the best in the room and I got to like show out and do the most. And I haven't danced in so long, like so long. And so obviously I'm not the best in the room. Even if I had danced every day, like there's always going to be somebody better than you. And I was like, I just need to let that go because I'm not going to have a good time if I'm like trying to do the most. So I was like, I'm just here to have a good time. I'm just want to like find, I just like am craving theater and I just want this to feel like something for me. And while we were doing this and while she asked us these questions, she's playing She Used to Be Mine.
Oh, bitch, okay. Right on the
Girl, I was telling Paloma this. I haven't said this yet, but I have been weeping. Like for the past like few months, I've been very emotional. And I think I'm just like going through something. But like, wait, obviously, like we've talked about this. I don't cry. I have been crying all the time, every other day, sobbing. So I'm sitting down in this dance class, tearing up. I'm like, I can't cry right now. Like, we're about to get up and do like, we're doing the chorus line choreography, which is iconic. That's what we're learning.
A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
How fun.
So that was really fun. But I was like so emotional because I was like, I love this so much. And I can just feel like the theater kid energy in here. And I'm just so like, I was so moved. And I was like, okay, you already knew that you were trying to fill this void with something that wasn't it. You are about to cry in this dance class right now. I think you need to like make more of an effort to do theater things because this is clearly something you need and want. And like you were moved to tears in this dance class right now. Like, pull yourself together. We can talk about this when we get home. Me to me. We can talk about this when we get home. But like, note this. And yeah. So I did the class. It was great. Everybody was so nice, like so fucking nice. And learning the choreography. Also, it was just like iconic because I was learning like iconic choreography from like an iconic show. Like, it was just like so theater. And I was like, I need to be better about like nurturing this need that clearly I have.
Yeah.
As like, and I think it because it's like extracurricular, like a hobby and not like a job, that I'm not like, I can't like focus on that. But like, clearly, like, this is something that helps you mm-hmm. and something that you miss and love. Like, mm-hmm.
Well, and that kind of like passion and creativity like really does like fuel your soul so that you can succeed in all aspects of your life. It's easy to be like, oh, well, it's just a hobby, you know, right. Like this isn't my job. Like this isn't my livelihood. I'm not going to, you know, continue this as a career.
Right.
But why is that the end all be all?
Right.
It's not like that. It has to be one or the other. Like mm-hmm. it's so good and healthy and important to have passions outside of work mm-hmm. and that really fuel you.
Yeah.
And make you feel like you. And I think it's so great that you went there and felt that feeling of like, this is where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. I was watching this creator and she does like lifestyle content, but she like also like auditions for theater and stuff. She lives in New York and she was like, I graduated college and then like COVID hit. And so I did not get to do anything, obviously, like a lot of people. And I thought like everything was going to change, whatever. And she was like, so getting back into it has been really hard because I feel really out of practice. I feel like a fraud. I feel like I don't know anything and whatever. And she's like, and it's just harder. It's just different now. And she was like, so this year I promised myself that I am just going to do all of it, anything. She's like, usually I do musicals, but I'm going to do plays this year and I'm going to do new stuff and I'm going to do workshops. She's like, because I just need to get back into it and I'm just going to say yes to everything. And I saw that like the same week that I signed up for that class. So I was just really moved by what she said. And I was like, I think I just need to do anytime that I can do something with theater, even if it's not something that I'm like super, super passionate about, I think I should just do it. Like if I have the time to do it and if I have the means, like I think that I should just do it because that'll also probably help my like wanting to make more friends. I think that'll like nurture that aspect too that I'm trying to figure out. So yeah.
It's just important for us as creatives to also do creative stuff that we're not trying to monetize. And I feel like that is just so hard because obviously right now we're in the grind and it's like, well, if I'm doing it, let's shoot it and let's try to monetize and let's try to grow.
Right.
So it's like, I totally hate the mic. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So I'm hearing you and you are speaking to my soul. Yeah. And it's just like that awareness of not everything we have to make money off of. And sometimes it's just for me. This is literally just to fuel me. And damn that class.
Dude.
No, you didn't make any money, but holy shit, did it make you feel really good and inspired and more creative. And honestly, probably charged you.
Oh, dude. Yeah. After that, I was like, I need to vlog.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Because I was like, oh my God. And then I was like so excited to go back to Ryan's house and tell the vlog about the dance class. Like I was so like, oh my God. And then I did this little blah, blah. Like I was like, okay. And I went, dude.
I was
telling the vlog too. I was like, this is so something I would sign up for, pay for, and then make up literally any excuse not to go and not go. And I was like, I do it all the time. Here to expose myself. I do it all the time. And I didn't do it today. And I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah.
Woo. That's my woo girl minute.
Yeah. That is a really good one. That Thank is you. Really great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, that love for theater just never leaves you. Like, tell me why I was looking up the auditions for Moonlight last week.
Correct. Right.
As if I'm not having a baby in 2 months.
Right.
Like, so are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to get to see you in it?
So are you saying she used to be mine?
Literally.
But like, it's that thing of just, it's always in the back of your mind, like, I'm going to get back to this at some point.
Yeah.
Dude. And I do feel that way. Like, you know, and that's what I love about theater is it is always something that you can come back to, even if not as a career, as a hobby. And there's roles for every age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Look at us, all of our souls being filled up.
I know.
Yeah. What else have you been up to, Sierra?
I mean, you're having a baby.
Yeah, dude. Just like realizing that this baby's coming like soon.
Right.
That's been weird. Because I feel like I fully am like, I'm pregnant and I'm going to have a baby. But now I'm like,
the baby's going to be outside.
Yeah.
Question
forever.
For you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what my question is. Just like, is there like a moment where you're like, you have to kind of like sit yourself down and kind of like be like, oh my gosh, like I obviously, because again, like, you know, you're pregnant, you know, you're having a baby, and we're talking about it and life's changing.
Yeah.
But like, do you have to like sit there and be like, okay, brain, like, I don't know. Like,
life is about to change.
I know. I don't know. Just like a prep conversation about whatever's going to happen or something.
I feel like it's been a lot of little realizations like that as I start to think about logistics of like, okay, actually, when I go to the hospital, who do I want there? Okay, actually, who's going to watch Grace when I'm at the hospital? Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, we need to order a new dresser for all the baby stuff that's going to be in our room. Right. Oh, I need to get my breast pump. Like, just like thinking about like, instead of it all just being abstract of like a baby.
Right.
It's like, and here's all the things that
come with that.
Yeah. Right. So I feel ready. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. I, other than the fact that we don't have a name.
Really?
Yeah, we don't.
I'm screaming.
Other than that, like emotionally, I feel ready.
We'll get there.
Right, we'll figure it out. I feel really excited. I think it's a really great time in our lives for this to be happening. And even like just Grace is so excited and that makes me feel like even more excited to get to watch her in this. Cause it is different when you're having a second of like, it's not just going to be like me and Steven caring for a newborn every day when we're both on our maternity and paternity leave.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of like tag teaming and okay, then I'm going to take Grace here and you're going to be with the newborn. And, you know, it's not going to be just like the two of us in the newborn stage all the time together.
Right.
But we're also going to have Grace.
Right.
And that's really special. Steven and I were talking about that. He was like, yeah, you know, it's going to be so different this time because I didn't miss a moment in those first few weeks with Grace. Like the first time she smiled, the first time like everything happened, like I was there and I'm not going to be there for everything this time.
Right.
And I was like, but Grace is a whole, like, that's a whole nother dimension of having, like, watching her be a sibling. And she got to meet my friend's baby a couple weeks ago. And she was just in heaven.
Aww.
And, like, so sweet and gentle. She's holding the baby's hands. And the mom was, like, showing her, like, here, you can, like, touch her head. And Grace got to hold the baby.
Aww.
Which I was like, ah!
Right. No,
the mom was like, do you want to hold her? And I was like, are you sure?
Right.
You're like, I've seen the way she plays.
Yeah.
Right.
But she was so sweet. And she was holding the baby's hands. And she looks at me. And she goes, I made a friend. I made a friend. I'm like, you did? And she goes, this is like the baby in your tummy. And I'm like, It is. Like, this is what it's going to be like.
Oh my
and
God.
My sister-in-law was there and she turns to me and she goes, this has got to be really reassuring.
Right.
And I'm like, it is. It is.
Right.
But it just feels like it's a really good time for all of this. I feel like emotionally ready as much as I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also one of those things where I feel like it's easy to think about like just everything in terms of like the way it was with Grace. Like, mm-hmm. Grace was a newborn, this. When Grace was 6 months
old, like
this.
That's like your default.
Right.
Yeah.
But this isn't Grace.
Right.
This is a whole nother individual human being mm-hmm. who's going to be maybe similar, maybe completely different.
Right.
And I'm excited to get to know who that individual is and like the things that make her unique and like who she is as a person. And like, you don't really get to know that right away when they're a newborn, you know?
Right.
But like to watch that develop, mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite things of motherhood has just been watching Grace like grow into the person that she is, see what she's drawn to, especially now that she talks so much, like the things that she says and wants to talk about and like what her interests are. And I'm really excited to get to do that now with like another tiny human.
That's crazy.
And like another layer of, like you said, watching Grace be friends with this new sister.
And a
you know?
Sister. I always wanted a sister.
It's going to be beautiful. Like, you're going to have that. You're going to have
that. Oh, yeah, you feel that too.
Deep in my bones, I wish I had a sister because there's just like a bond there that is just so, and just knowing that your girls will have that. That's so beautiful. I could hear up thinking about it.
Oh,
just
God.
But imagine like
no,
Sierra with her girls.
No,
like,
tea.
Yeah.
Tea.
That's so beautiful.
And right now, like, we don't know for sure if we're going to want to have another baby or if like we're going to be done at two. But I've kind of been like thinking about it that way. Just, you know, I'm like, oh, this might be my last pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like two girls like that. It just feels so exciting and special. And the closer it all gets, because now I'm 28 weeks pregnant. I'm in my third trimester. I'm
oh my God,
less than 3 months away. And
that's like,
oh my God,
that's like really crazy. And also I feel like your whole experience already has been so different because you were pregnant with Grace during COVID.
Yeah.
But like, even like after you have her, this new baby, that'll be like so different too.
So different.
You know, and people, whoever you want, will get to come and like actually spend time with you and the baby. Yeah. And like,
Kenzie's coming to the hospital with me, which she didn't get to do with Grace.
Oh, that'll be so nice.
I'm so excited.
And people,
to have her
I feel like, would be able to like help take care of you and your family in a way that they weren't really able to do last time.
Yeah.
Right. You know, when like people have babies, you're like, what do you need? Drop shit off, whatever. But like during COVID, you're on your own. Sorry.
Right.
Like, right.
Good luck to you. But now experience. I think people can actually do, and a baby shower also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mom and my sister-in-law are throwing me a baby shower, which I don't know. Part of me is like, I was kind of hesitant about it because I was like, oh, it's my second baby. But I'm like, we can still do one and just, we don't need, you know, gifts and we don't need to do a registry or anything like that. Because to me, I just want to celebrate and like get to celebrate with everyone. And I didn't get to do that with Grace. But there is a part of me that's like, I know it's like, your second baby and you're having a baby shower. But I'm like, I love to celebrate. And
I didn't know there was like a rule that you should like, is that
Well, I feel like because mostly me, I would know.
Yeah, tell me, Ryan. Well, is it normal to have multiple baby showers?
Usually, like, it doesn't, it takes away, like, the need, I think, because in the baby shower, you get all the shit that you need for the baby, right, and then gotcha. You just reuse it.
Uh-huh. Right, we don't baby. Need really anything for uh-huh. this baby, other than we're buying, like, a new dresser and, like, another car seat when this baby outgrows, like, right. the current car seat.
They call, right. I've heard it before, they call them sprinkles, a where it's, sprinkle. Like, it's a gathering, there's, like, cupcakes and some other stuff, but it's still, like, something to celebrate, you know. The feat of bringing new life into the world.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, there should definitely be a baby shower. Like, you're like, I didn't want, I'm like, we have to celebrate this occasion.
Celebrate life, yeah. Yeah.
My sister-in-law was the one who like really was like, we're doing this. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I so appreciate her. And she actually is just any day now about to have her son.
That's
and
crazy.
I'm about to be an aunt for the first time. Which I'm so excited about.
Oh, cool. Dude, Auntie Sierra.
I was going to say, so excited.
That's a fun role. So yeah. I've been told.
But I'm sorry, I interrupted
no,
you.
No, it's okay. I don't even know what I was saying. I was running my mouth, but that's a good ass time, yeah. Oh, baby showers.
Yes.
That's yeah. exciting. Oh, because I was saying, because you didn't get to do like basically anything because COVID.
Yeah. Redo.
Okay. Right, redo.
Yeah.
We do
yeah,
it
now. Yeah.
Party. There's
yeah.
no rules.
I know.
Bitch, I have a baby shower. I'm not even having a baby.
I'm so excited to go to Sierra's baby shower. We're going to have so much fun celebrating
her. Is there
going to
be a bouncy house?
There should be.
There should be.
Well, that was a really good catch up.
Yeah.
Great catch up. It's actually been a long time since we caught up.
That was necessary.
So much has happened.
I know. Wow. Tea, gifts.
I know.
I love it.
Okay, so this was left from Alyssa J on one of our recent episodes. She says, my Woo Girl Minute, I went through all of my 2023 pictures and actually got my favorite pictures printed. I have wanted to do a physical copies of my photos to keep and share with my family, and I've also challenged myself to start taking more pictures in general.
Woo!
That's great.
Listen, a physical photo is like a rarity these days.
Yeah.
Anytime I see one, I'm like, ooh, let me look at this in detail.
Yeah.
Photos on the phone, I'm like,
swipe.
Good. Looks great, I guess.
Right. Yeah. They don't mean when they're like tangible. Like just holding it in your hand. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, I could frame this. I could put this in a scrapbook. And
I
also
could put this on the fridge. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love a physical one. And that's honestly giving me an idea to print some off. I think I need to go through and like print them off because there's so many photos that we have that like they were iconic and obviously enough for me to take a damn photo. So let me print some off.
I know. Yeah. I know. I also feel like at the end of the year is like a good time too, because you're like, what were my favorite moments of 2023 or whatever year it is, and go through. I think I'm going to print some off too now.
I know. Thank you for inspiring me.
I know. I feel inspired. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
I love reading these. Like dude. Going through the comments after every video. Like these are so great and so much to woo about.
Yeah. I know.
I'm
been
replying.
Really nice.
I'm like over here. Woo!
I know.
Out loud in my house. Yeah. No kidding.
No, seriously.
I'm so glad that we're doing this.
Me too.
It's like a really fun way to connect with you guys and just to celebrate like all the different types of stuff that is going on in our lives that sometimes feels like it can be kind of glossed over or it's not that big of a deal, and just have a place to like be excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen you guys in the comments too, in each other's comments, like, oh my God, that's so fun. I'm doing this. I'm like, yes.
We love to see it.
Yeah, we do. Girls, we really do.
And we're woo girls at heart.
Oh my God. Woo all day long.
Girl, the day we get to Nashville,
I'm going to be wooing up and down
up
Broadway.
Up and down, one drink, and I'm like, what?
All right, well, that is all we have for you guys today. If you want to submit your Woo Girl Minute, if there's something that you're celebrating that we can cheer you on for, there is a Google form in the description, or you can just leave it in the comments of this episode. We source from both. And that is all we have for you, so we'll see you next week.
Bye.